except remaking of the pre-war bonds, and that made it possible to avoid carrying the original line into bankruptcy.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Hop on into the conversation today. 850-437-1620. So we get some biweekly updates with our friends from Santa Rosa County. And so this week we're going to talk some economic development. I feel like I need to talk really seriously when I say this, Erica. And Erica Grancognello.
Beautiful.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is here. She has joined us before in the past, and you brought Shannon Ogletree with you, as well as Kelly Massey. And so, Kelly, you are with the Small Business Development Center, correct?
Yes, ma'am. At the University of West Florida.
So you're with the University of West Florida. Excellent. Here, you got to answer a question for me because I'm not very familiar with all like the University of West Florida campuses. Is there one in Santa Rosa County, or do we just have the main campus here in Escambia County?
Yeah, we have the main campus here, of course, on the north side of town in Pensacola, and also the UWF Emerald Coast campus in Fort Walton Beach.
Oh, in Fort Walton Beach.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
So we got, you know, Santa Rosa County surrounded, basically.
And while Kelly is with the University of West Florida, we typically have Small Business Development Center representatives in Santa Rosa County. Kelly does an excellent job of making sure that we have representatives both in the north end and the south end of Santa Rosa County. COVID kind of put a little bit of a wrench into that, but he's trying to get his folks back out to our offices and make sure that they are easily accessible to anyone who needs them.
Okay, so, and then let's talk school. It's coming back in session very quickly here. And then there's all this talks about the Delta variant and everything. And I know we're going to talk more about economic development, but that has a lot to do with now new talks of possible, you know, not only mask mandates, which the CDC recommended wearing masks. And of course, everybody can do that. You can still go to work and do that. But then do you think that there's potential repercussions for the school year?
It's too early to tell, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, definitely there's been an uptick in Escambia County and where I'm from in Arkansas. Also, there's been quite a bit of uptick and, of course, the new variant. So we're just now starting at the SBDC to roll out our in-person courses, our training courses again as well. And so, you know, we're going to have to reevaluate, you know, what we're doing in person and what we're going to go back to doing virtually. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out over the next couple of weeks. But I have not heard anything from UWF as far as changing the game plan for the fall at this point. We were pretty much planning on going back to normal.
Okay, that's good news. But there probably will be some guidelines in place either way, just to keep all the students healthy. Some of them, you know, that are coming in have either never been away from home before. They don't know how to, like, take care of themselves, you know, keep themselves healthy, disinfect and all those things, wash your hands. I mean, well, I hope they know how to do that. But I'm not going to say if my 7-year-old knows how to do it. Like, you know,
I think sometimes the younger kids do a better job than the older kids.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, we get complacent.
Just happy birthday.
Exactly. Shannon, you've got it right there. You sing it and you wash your hands and you feel good and you feel happy. And it's not your birthday, but you get to celebrate your birthday, right?
Shorty? Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And I'm going to pull this conversation back to plug the Small Business Development Center again. Since we're talking about now COVID and the certain level of uncertainty we're all feeling right now related to the uptick in cases, I just want to talk about what a great job the Small Business Development Center did last year when we shut down. Even though their folks couldn't meet with business owners in person, they immediately rolled out online courses, online training programs. And Kelly, you can talk a little bit more about what you did and your responsiveness to small business owners during that time. And certainly if we were to experience no matter what we're going to experience, we're going to adapt. Economic Development Office, as well as the Small Business Development Center, we're going to adapt and make sure that we are continue to be a resource for small business owners in the county.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about what all we did. And I have to say, to give a shout out to Shannon and Erica in Santa Rosa County. They were the first county to roll out COVID-19 small business grant programs. And this was prior to the CARES Act money coming out. So Santa Rosa County actually funded grants for small businesses basically to help them keep their doors open during that time. And I think it was a couple million dollars that Santa Rosa County did initially. And that money was also, there was contributions from Milton and Gulf Breeze as well for businesses located within their city. And then the CARES Act money came out. And so what we did, like Erica was saying, virtually for the most part, we were helping businesses apply for all the different CARES programs that were available, whether it's the Paycheck Protection Program or the Economic Injury Disaster Loans and all that. And then, of course, we had the hurricane, which was a little fun to mix in there as well. But then Santa Rosa County also used a portion of their CARES Act funding to also fund additional monies. And so we helped deliver that program, and I think it was very successful. I mean, I've got testimonials right here that I can, you know, share, but that businesses that would not have made it without help of Santa Rosa County and the federal government with the CARES Act money as well. And then, the other things that we did is really just tried to do our best to get people the consulting that they need and the training that they need, even though it is virtually. And so I think we will have a little bit of a new normal. Mm-hmm. We do want to go back to doing a lot of in-person things, but it is nice that you do have a lot of people that are, you know, able to do the Zoom or WebEx or whatever. So
that's very
true. Really good. The one thing I wanted to say about our partnership with Santa Rosa County, going back, I started here about 7 years ago, and one of the first people I met was Shannon, and we started our partnership basically then. Shannon had knew the SBDC prior to that, and since then, you know, we have done nothing but increase that. So we talked about at the SBDC that we have, or at UWF, we have campuses at UWF and at the Emerald Coast campus. But Santa Rosa County is the only county that we have three SBDC locations. So we have more presence in Santa Rosa County than we actually even have in Escambia County. It's because we have office locations in Milton, in Gulf Breeze at the Chamber, and Navarre at the Chamber. And that wouldn't have been possible without our partnership with Santa Rosa County. Because believe it or not, even if you're not, you know, you're doing a lot of virtual, if you're not, people don't want to drive an hour or 2 hours to come see you. They want it to be more convenient. And so what we did is put, you know, our staff there where it can be more convenient to them. And that goes a long way to helping with economic impact. And if you look at the numbers of the economic impact numbers with businesses that we have helped start and businesses that we have helped raise capital, you know, those numbers are going up year over year, and that has to do with our partnership with the Santa Rosa County and the Santa Rosa County Commissioners. I think we have a lot of buy-in with that. So I couldn't be happier about that. So that's kind of going back. You have anything to add on that?
No, I mean, like Erica and both of them said, I mean, it really is a partnership, you know, pulling everything together. And I think just us knowing each other, working together, having Krista in the office, having Aisha, having Adam with it in the county, and we're looking to expand. We're looking to expand this partnership, and, you know, what else can we do in terms of not just in helping others in the county and help them grow? So that's what we're looking at, and that's what we really wanted to come and also chat about. We're looking to expand because we, you know, I'm going to pull this back to recruitment, is that we're so darn busy right now in terms of recruiting new companies. You know, we're working with a company that's based out of out west, and we've made it down from a cut of, we started at a cut of, what, 140, Erica?
Yeah.
Then down to 30-something. And then now we're down to the final six, and now we're trying to make it down to the final two for an additional site visit. But, you know, it just takes time. I mean, so going from 140 communities down to six, you know, filling out the spreadsheets and, you know, saying why should this company be here is taking majority of our time. And plus a couple others that we're looking at from the I-10 Park to Santa Rosa Industrial Park East.
Very good. And I want to talk more about this. We're talking small business development. Yes, the Small Business Development Center, and how you guys are helping fill gaps and also bridge people together in the community and businesses to be more successful. Because ultimately, yes, the success of the business impacts the success of that person and their family and our community and so on. And then we see it continue to give back for generations. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Have a question? 850-437-1620.
Have you been thinking about selling your house? If you want the most money for your home, it is time we talk. I'm Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth. Between myself and my team, we are going to work so hard to get you top dollar for your home. Plus, I will make you this guarantee and commitment. I will sell your house in less than 2 weeks, or I will write you a check for $5,000. I can make that guarantee because right now, inventory of homes for sale is so low in our area, and I have a full list of approved home buyers ready to go. But I simply don't have enough houses to sell. It's likely I'm working right now with the perfect buyer for your house. Don't let another day go by. Give me a call at 850-723-9158. Call me, Christina Leavenworth, with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty, and get more money for your home. We are going to work so hard to get you top dollar for your home. That's 850-723-9158. Call Christina today for the details. Not all homes will qualify.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Temperatures are rising, which means your AC unit is going to be working extra hard through the end of summer. The question is your AC unit ready? Get expert help by calling HR Newell Services to make sure your system will keep you cool this summer. Do you have a commercial project that needs HVAC, plumbing, or electrical? Call HR Newell Services to manage the entire project. When your commercial building needs HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, you need to call HR Newell Services at 850-572-3181.
Hurricane season is underway, and forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 will be here for you with up-to-the-minute weather, traffic, and news information. We'll preempt normal programming whenever we need to. And when the storm comes, you can count on Fraser Property and Adjusters to help you settle your claim on the storm damage you experience. Check them out at FraserAdjusters.com. That's FraserAdjusters at FraserAdjusters.com.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money Talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you and happy Wednesday. Have a question? 850-437-1620. I have Shannon Ogletree and Erica Grancagnello. They're with the Santa Rosa County Economic Development Office. They're joined by Kelly Massey. He is a part of the Small Business Development Center, talking about that partnership and seeing small businesses thrive. And I want to talk a little bit more about that. So, Erica, I want to go ahead and hand it off to you.
All right. Thank you. I want to make sure that any small business owner out there, or anyone sitting around thinking about starting a small business, I want them to know exactly what the SBDC can do. And the answer is the SBDC can do whatever you need. If you are unsure about permitting process, if you're unsure about fees, if you're unsure how to get licensed with the state, that's what SBDC is there for. So I'm going to turn it back over to Kelly. But I want everyone to know that if they have any question, call us. Call the County Economic Development Office or call the SBDC. We will help you with whatever you need. And please also give us feedback. I hear a lot of great feedback and positive feedback about services that the SBDC provides. the primary negative comment I hear is, I don't know how to get through the process. Well, that is exactly what they're here for. So I'm going to turn it over to Kelly to talk about all of the services that SBDC can provide.
Yeah, thank you for kind of bringing us back into that. We talked about where we're located and all that good stuff, but we haven't really talked about what it is that we do at the Small Business Development Center. So I like to say that what we do is help businesses with business fundamentals. So you have people that are engineers or whatever their particular discipline is, welders or physicians or whatever it may be, and they typically aren't going to be experts in marketing or accounting or finance or going out to get loans or government contracting. So those are the things that we do. So the majority of our staff are what we call business consultants, and so they're generally going to be an expert in one of these fields that you would find. If there's a degree in the College of Business, for example, they're going to have that, they're going to have an MBA, and they're going to have work experience in a particular field and a particular industry or more than one industry. For example, my background is human resources. I was human resources manager for large multi-site manufacturing companies like International Paper and Georgia Pacific. And so I brought that to the table whenever I came. So a vast majority of what we do is help businesses. So you think Small Business Development Center, oh, we help people start businesses, and we do that, and we can help you precisely what you said. We can help you with the permitting, with finding out if it's feasible, helping you with the location decision, helping you with the business plan, how are you going to market, how many people do you need, what kind of machinery and equipment do you need, anything and everything related to the business plan and the feasibility. And once you've determined it's a project that it looks like you want to do, we can help you go after, whether it's an SBA guaranteed loan or a conventional loan or a home equity loan, whatever that looks like, we can certainly help it, and we want to help you get in position to do that. But the vast majority of the work that we do is with existing businesses. So you have a business and you want to grow that business. That's what we're looking to do, is help you do that. So how do we help you do that? Okay, where are you now? Is there government contracting possibilities that you are not taking advantage of? Are there international trade possibilities that you're not taking advantage of? Can you buy additional equipment or hire additional employees? And will it be worth your time and money to do that? And what's the payback period on doing that? How much money do you need to do that? Do you have a good relationship with the banker? Are you reporting all your income so that you can go get, that loan? And so we can help you with all those things. We can help you with the loan packaging. Perhaps you want to buy or sell a business. We can value that and say, you're offering too much, or you're offering too little, you're asking too much, and we have certified valuation analysts that can do that. We have people on staff that are CPAs. We have people on staff like myself that are HR managers, all kinds of different backgrounds, government contracting specialists, international trade specialists on staff. And so the other thing that we have that a lot of other agencies don't have is just the access to the industry research. So if you're going to, I always use the analogy, I'm going to open a tire store, I'm going to add another Benoist or something. We know what that tire store is going to do as far as sales, what it's going to do as far as gross profit, net profit, those things, because we have access to all that research. That way, when you go and say, my tire store is going to do $1 million a year, or actually probably a lot more than $1 million a year in sales, the banker's going to go, well, what makes you think that? Well, we have the research to back those things up. And so that's another thing that we do. So I would say about 65% of the work that we do is for existing businesses, helping anything from, you really need to get more Google reviews, and we're going to help you do that, and here's ways that you can get more Google reviews and get more positive Google reviews, to, I'm a physician and I want to open another office location, we can help you with all that. So there's really no projects that are too big for us. Some of us have manufacturing experience or hotel experience or restaurant, everything, and we have somebody in our staff that can usually help with those kinds of things. So as part of that, one of the things that we have done recently is partnered up with you guys at the Santa Rosa County to assist you guys with your business retention and expansion, as you guys know, but share with the people out there, is so we're kind of the ombudsman for the BR&E and for the businesses. And so I want to make sure that everyone knows, like, we can help you hands-on. We can help you, whether it's the permitting, we can take you to the right office. We have people located all throughout the county that can help you with that kind of stuff. And as far as the BR&E, again, I have experience with manufacturing, so I can go and help the existing businesses that are identified by the Economic Development Office to assist them with whatever needs they may have as well. So we're looking to help those bigger businesses as well as the small business. And
no, you're good.
Oh, I was just going to say one misnomer. People think, well, small businesses, we're just helping the mom and pops. We'll do that, but that's kind of like a surgeon, you know, doing sutures, you know, or something.
Yeah.
We really want to help. We also want to help the larger businesses, and we have people on staff that have worked in those larger businesses or owned those large businesses and now work for us. And so it's a great job. We get to help a lot of people. And I always get in trouble for this, but we're not the typical state employees. Like, we really like to work.
Right.
We really like to do the job. And somebody's going to call me, and I don't care. But we really enjoy what we do, and we have metrics that we have to hit, and we want to hit those metrics. We want to help businesses succeed in the panhandle, which is our territory. And I think we do a pretty good job in it.
You do. And Kelly, I'm going to call you Leslie Knope. And on that note, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then I'll have to tell you over the break. So we'll be right back here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Elite Services Quality Clean is proud to serve the Pensacola area for the past 30 years. We've cleaned your carpets, scrubbed your tile and grout, and even cleaned your drapes. A thorough cleaning means a healthy living environment. I know that's what you expect for your family, because that is what I expect for mine. I'm David Nixon, owner of Elite Services Quality Clean. Make an appointment for a free quote at elitequalityclean.com or call 453-5544. Remember, it's not clean until it's Elite Services Quality Clean.
Pensacola State College is offering free money. That's right, free money for the fall semester. PSC received federal relief grant dollars for eligible current and future part-time and full-time PSC students to use for tuition, books, housing, utilities, transportation, child care, food, and much more. This is not a loan. These grant dollars do not have to be repaid. To apply, go to pensacolastate.edu/cares. But hurry, fall classes start August 16th. Pensacola State College. Go here, get there.
Hi, this is Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial. Every day someone tells me I don't have a plan for my money. You might have done a great job of accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road of financial security, so your money will be around for you and your children and your children's children. Visit us at mainstaypensacola.com or call me at 437-3127.
Checkapro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Checkapro radio show every Saturday at 1 p.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more attic insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 850-446-8525. That's 850-446-8525.
Jenna Barr, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and we're talking small business development in Santa Rosa County. So before we wrap up, Kelly, Shannon, Erica, what sets y'all apart from the rest of the small business development centers? Go ahead, Jim, come on, Shannon, don't be shy.
Well, Kelly.
I'll take that. Yeah, that's. I would say we really do have a fantastic, nothing against the other nine counties we have, but we have a fantastic, I'm going to get in trouble with some people in Escambia County. We have a fantastic relationship with the commissioners. They refer people to us, and we are very hands-on with the business owners in Santa Rosa County, and we're going to continue to ramp that up as long as we get the support.
Well, so. Thank you so much for that, Kelly.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's 10 o'clock.
The governor orders a cut in the Garsam Point Bridge toll. Couple of Tuesday shootings under investigation, and an arrest in a deadly 2020 hit and run. Details coming up after Fox News.
If you work for the federal government, be ready to roll up your sleeve. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They may be next to deal with yet another vaccine mandate. Fox's Rachel Sutherland's live at the White House.
Dave, the federal government is the nation's largest employer with more than 2 million workers. The Biden administration could announce as soon as tomorrow that all federal workers will be required to get vaccinated or face regular testing. President Biden referred to the possible directive Tuesday during a visit to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Here he is.
It's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel issued an opinion stating private businesses and public entities, including schools, are free to impose vaccine requirements. Dave?
Rachel, this after revised CDC guidelines for vaccinated Americans to put masks back on indoors in areas with high COVID rates. Critics call it a flip-flop, but Biden advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC.
The CDC hasn't changed, and the CDC hasn't really flip-flopped at all. What's happened is that when that earlier recommendation was made, we were dealing predominantly with the Alpha variant.
Now it's Delta causing case numbers to rise to levels not seen since February. A short time ago in the House.
The chair wishes to inform all members and staff that masks once again be required in the hall of the House.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she fined some members for violating an earlier mandate, prompting Republican Congressman Ralph Norman to sue.
The bottom line is the Pelosi regime is nothing but theatrics, display of power, and pure politics.
The convict you might have watched on the making of